Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. This is going to be a solo episode because I am just inspired this week. I have something I just have to talk about because I am seeing so many people getting new jobs and I'm so excited about it, but I think there's more people that are on the cusp or are thinking about leaving their job, or if you've ever been in that position or if you're going to be in that position in the future and you think it may be time for you to start looking at new jobs, but you are so comfortable in your current job that you're like, I don't even know where to begin. So I am doing an episode on how to do an audit of your workplace situation. So I needed to do this really bad. And after I really started putting things on paper, writing notes, and doing a real audit about what I wanted, what I was experiencing, and what I wanted to see in the future, I kind of figured out, like, oh my gosh, it's very clear, clear as day, what I need to do. But before that, it was really murky, and the idea of leaving a job was really scary, and the idea of figuring out what I wanted and thinking, you know, this is as good as it's gonna get, was always in my head. And now I am just so happy that I have started a new job and have just even the opportunity to even look for other jobs, but I have this skill and this mindset now to know what to look for and how to audit how I'm feeling in a workplace situation, how that is benefiting me. Is it mutually beneficial? Is it a one-sided relationship? Or where are we at with all this? So I'm doing a solo episode today all about that. No toast and roast with KCB, but I'll give you a toast. I'm just so thankful. Two of my friends came and visited me last Friday. We went out for drinks and my car still in the shop. Guys, my car has been in the shop for, it's going to be in the shop for almost a month after all this is said and done. And it is just crazy. The mechanic had some family emergency and, you know, these things happen, but it's just kind of crazy. I'm glad that this is happening to me and not somebody who drives their car every day. So that kind of sounds like a roast, but my toast was that my friends came over. We were going to go over, drive about 45 minutes to go see them, have dinner over there where both of them live. And then they said, you know what, we'll come see you. And that just is the sweetest thing. It's so hard to, you know, stay connected with some of your friends sometimes and make that extra effort to, especially when it's somebody from out of town. And over the past year, I've just had some great friends really reach out to me and be initiative in being, you know, hanging out and doing stuff. And that just means the absolute world to me. It is something that I had struggled with for a long time. I would always, you know, end up on those bad days thinking, nobody likes me, nobody even cares. Like, I don't. And then Casey, the logical one in this instance, would be like, you know, why don't you just ask them to hang out? And my crazy girl brain would be like, they don't want to hang out with me. It's just, they don't want to. If they wanted to, they would ask. And if you've ever felt that way, you're not alone. So we're getting off track a little bit, but I wanted to share, I'm just so thankful. And if you're kind of feeling like you want to hang out with one of your friends, like, make that initiative move. Even if somebody says no, like, that's the other thing too. I like to be, just have the option. I feel like that's something that we go through a lot. Like, why didn't they ask me to come? And people will say, well, we know you were going to say no, or we know you're busy, but, you know, just give me the option to say no. I love that. I am just so happy, so thankful that my friends, like, drove over to see me. That just means the world to me. And then like 2 days later, another friend asked us to go to a baseball game and made that effort. And it was just a wonderful weekend of friendship. And I'm just so thankful for that. But now let's talk about doing a work audit, a career audit. And audit is kind of a scary word, kind of sounds intimidating, boring, technical, but I swear doing an audit in multiple areas of your life is so helpful. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it. So I am going to have some questions you should initially ask yourself if you are feeling like you may need to leave your job, or if you are feeling stuck, bored, complacent, or if you find yourself complaining a lot about your job, you should just ask yourself these questions. If you're feeling just perfectly fine in your job, you might want to ask yourself these questions too, because you just might be kind of, what's the word I'm thinking of here? Plateauing. You know, maybe you're happy, maybe you're not. I think these questions will help you see if you're on the good path or on the path towards being stuck, bored, annoyed, angry. So I wrote down some questions and you can write these down, take notes, but I just think on them. But I honestly think it's better if you put it in writing, because then you have something to go back on and look back on. Just thinking about it is a good first step, but writing it down, and then you can kind of see in a month, 3 months, a year, if you're still feeling the same way, if you're feeling different, because then it's in writing, it's there, you can reference it. So my first question is, how do you feel going into work each day? A lot of us feel kind of grumpy going in each day. Maybe you haven't had your coffee yet, whatever, but just write down all your feelings around that, or just think on that. How do you feel every day going into work? And then how do you feel each day leaving work? You can be annoyed going into work and be completely happy with your job. The way you feel when you leave work each day, I think that gives you a little bit more indication. Maybe you're, and you can be excited about going home, whatever, but if you're just feeling beat down from your day at work every day, maybe it's not fulfilling to you. But you know, going in grumpy is something different, but going in completely dreading the day, dreading seeing maybe a coworker, maybe seeing the customers, maybe seeing clients, whatever it is, dreading that, that is kind of a sign. But we can all kind of dread going into our jobs Monday morning. So how, knowing the scale of where you're feeling on that, you know, maybe you're just annoyed, maybe you're feeling completely depressed. There's a big gap there. So where you are on that spectrum, how do you feel going into work each day? How do you feel leaving work each day? Do you feel stuck in your current position? Do you feel like you're growing? Do you feel like there's room for growth? Is there opportunities for growth? So you can feel stuck, but know maybe in a couple months, an opportunity will be there. Or you can feel kind of bored, but know this is just a slow season, and when things pick up again, I won't feel as bored. But that's why I kind of like writing things down, because then you can see in different seasons of your work if it goes like that, or if it's just like a constant boredom. Maybe if you're constantly feeling maybe stuck or hindered, and maybe you want to move forward, but there's not really that opportunity there. How are you feeling about all of that? Next one is really important. Do you feel valued, or do you feel like you're not valued, not appreciated? And the big thing that goes along with this is, how do you define value? I think it's very easy as an employee to say, they just don't value me. Like, I'm not being appreciated enough. And then when somebody asks you, well, what would make you feel more appreciated? There are many different things that go along with that. It might just seem like money, but money is not the only thing at the end of the day. So how do you define being valued? And it can be a singular thing, or it can be a combination of things. Is it your money, your salary? Is it your title? Is it the benefits you receive? Is it the hours that you work, the flexibility of that? Is it having the ability to work from home or do a hybrid model, working from home or at your office or your location, wherever that is? Is it having freedom? Is it having certain duties, giving projects to lead, giving people to supervise? Does that make you feel more valuable? Is it the opportunity to take certain days off, vacations, you know, things like that? You can have the greatest job or make, you know, a six-figure salary, and then you have no time to enjoy having that money if you're not, you know, having any days off. So that is the big question. I think this is probably the most important question for anyone listening, whether you are happy with your job or unhappy. How do you define value in the workplace? And I'll just go over those one more time because I think it's really important. There's even more factors, obviously, but money, title, benefits, vacation, your duties, and kind of just your place in the system, whatever that system is. And then the last question I wanted to ask, and I heard this one a while ago, probably 2 years before I left my job, and it was, what is the worst case scenario? And would the worst case scenario be losing your job? So in some instances, the worst case scenario would be you walk in to work tomorrow and you're fired and you have to start over. And then you think, what am I gonna do? Where am I gonna go? Well, for me, I think that I'm very, very fortunate that I had kind of a backup plan, which is now becoming my main plan. But if I did not have this backup plan, I would probably start applying for jobs because I have some money saved up in my particular field. At that time, that's what I would have done. Or if I don't like to be sitting around for too long, so I would probably get a job really quickly doing something that I knew could be short term, like a restaurant or a coffee stand, somewhere I have experience doing that and I enjoy it. And when I kept thinking about that a little bit deeper, I was like, wait a second, I might be happier just working at a restaurant or a coffee stand and figuring out what's next. And then that made me think, why does that sound better than what I'm doing now? And it kind of goes back to all of those questions that I was asking about how I feel value and how I feel fulfilled. So money is the easiest one to look at. And when there's not a major gap between what you're doing now and, let's say, you know, a minimum wage work, you kind of realize, wait a second, why am I putting my heart and soul and blood and sweat and tears into something and I'm getting paid like $5 more than minimum wage? And then you kind of think about that. So that money scale, I think, is important to determine, you know, how much you're going to put into something. But all of those other things go along with that too. You might be able to leave a job and be getting paid the same amount of money, but you have way better benefits or way better schedule, and that's really important too. Or you could be even take a pay cut, and then that in work environment is better for you. And so then we get into, what is the work environment that you really want to be in? So I think it's so easy to complain about work. I did it for so long. I still do it. I'm happy in my job, but I still complain. We all complain about work. Even people who start their own business are doing their dream job, complain sometimes about working. It's work. Like, I don't know if anyone's seen that meme or TikTok or whatever it is, but they're like, what's your dream job? And or it's like, yeah, what's your dream job? And it's like, I do not dream of labor. Like, I'm meant to be out on the beach, like, or on a yacht. That's the dream. So obviously it's okay to complain about work. It's not about complaining. It's about really recognizing where you're at and if you want that change and if you'll be happier with change. So I think the best thing to do is do a little bit of an audit. So the questions I asked initially are kind of step one to an audit. They're kind of the pre-work, the homework to get started. And then you're going into work. And I would say, in a single day, write down everything that annoys you, frustrates you, makes you angry while you're at work. Or if you're like me, after work, when you're getting, if you're one of those people who's getting constant things after work, after the 5 p.m., like, you got to think about those things too. If you're getting, you're answering emails after work, or things are happening even on your commute to work that are very related to your specific job, like, you got to think about that as well. So from the beginning of your workday to the end of your workday, writing down all of those things that frustrate you, and whether it's big or small. That seems like overkill. I know. Here's the thing. After you do that, that seems kind of negative, overkill. It's really not, because after you do that, I want you to look at it the next day and go through and see which one of these things are just annoyances, which one of these things may be happening no matter what job you have. Like, oh, my alarm went off in the morning. I'm annoyed. Like, sorry, man, you got to get up. You got to go to work. So, like, which of these things are particular to your current work situation? And the big one, which of these things can change? Some of these things are going to be set in stone. It's just, that's how it is at your workplace, in your position, whatever. Some of these things you may be able to change. This is where you get leverage to say, you know, I'm really not having a good time. I'm not happy doing this. I feel like I could change my morale if I did this instead. Some of these changes you might look at and you don't even have to talk to anybody about. You can just change it on your own. Other things you may have to consult with a coworker, a manager, whatever. Figuring out what you would want to change is so, so, so important, because then you can use that, and then you would be able to see, you know, if X, Y, and Z changed, I would be so much happier in 3 months. And isn't that like a big step? If you could do that, like, my job here is done, but I've got more to tell you. So that's the big audit from one day. But here's the thing. It's not one day. One day is not the problem. The problem is when things stack up over and over again, when you see things recurring, when you find yourself getting really frustrated over and over again. But then you go and you're like, I am going to talk. I have my opportunity. I'm going to talk to somebody about this. And you get the meeting set up and you go and you say, I'm just really frustrated. And somebody says, why? And you say, well, yesterday this happened, and last week this happened, and the things that come to your mind might not be enough. So this is the important thing. When something major happens, or something is recurring that is not what you want it to look like, not what you think it should look like, you need to write that down. And then if you have the opportunity, you need to talk to somebody about it when you have chunks of these things together. It might be 5 things. It might be a whole list. Whether it's a year-end review, whether you have a 6-month review, whether it's a weekly meeting. If you can go through these things as they're coming up, but you also don't want to go to your manager every day and say, I'm annoyed because this happened, and I'm frustrated because this happened, and this person should be doing this instead. Like, then you're just an annoying tattletale complainer. You want to have your list together of things that can really change, or should really change, or really need to change. Like, you gotta get your list together, or things that are not okay with you. Once I got this list together, it, like I said earlier, it was just clear as day for me. Like, you know, some of these things are just not going to change. And since they are not going to change, that I cannot keep doing this anymore. And I think that's just so important. And people had told me before, you need to write these things down, and you know, they come up, these frustrations will happen, and you talk to your coworker maybe, or you talk to your, you know, your friend about it, and then you're like, oh, I'm over it. That was yesterday's news. And then you move on. But then some of these things you need to pay attention to. Like, you gotta write them down. You gotta have them together. So when somebody talks to you and says, what would you like to change? You should have something you want to change. There's no workplace that's perfect. So if you're loving your job, you should do this. If you're hating your job, you should do this. If you're kind of in the middle, you should be doing this, because you should want your experience to be better. You should want your coworkers' experiences to be better. You should want the place that you're working for to run more smoothly. That's what I think. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm an extremely hard worker, and wherever I've worked before, I wanted it to run as smoothly, as efficiently as possible. Even when I was working at Subway, I worked as hard as I could. Subway, eat fresh, make a freaking sandwich. Not a big deal, but I am very dedicated, and that's what I want everyone to feel when they go into a job. And, you know, where I figured out this audit and the situations that I learned this audit and how important doing these kind of audits was, you know, it served me for a long time. And then after a while, it just did not serve me anymore. And there are so many opportunities for growth out there. There are so many jobs opening right now. And I would just hate for people to continue to feel stuck, underappreciated, and just unhappy going into work every day, when now is the opportunity to change. There is so much movement in the job market right now. Places are opening, they're opening new positions, they're opening new locations, they're coming back into the world. Like, if you're unhappy, you gotta recognize your unhappiness, figure out why, figure out what would make you happier, and then take that step. Like, it seems so scary at first, and you feel so comfortable in a routine. And work is where you spend so much of your time, and your entire life routine comes from going to work. So it seems so intimidating and scary to leave. But more and more people I know are finding what is aligned and better and working for them, or finding what they like in a new place, or finding what they can improve and change in their current workplace and making it the best that it can be for them, so it's mutually beneficial. Your employer wants you to be happy, but at the end of the day, they're running a business, and you need to advocate for yourself. If they don't know that you're unhappy doing X, Y, and Z, like, nobody's happy cleaning a bathroom. I don't think. Not me anyways. But sometimes it has to get done. And sometimes you got to be a team player. But you got to know what problems are little problems from being an employed member of society working, and what problems are like, oh, this is not going to change, and this is making me repeatedly unhappy and feeling undervalued or feeling upset or feeling depressed even. And how can you change that? There is just so much opportunity out there, and I do not want somebody to feel so undervalued when you have the opportunity. And being stuck is so hard. Being stuck is one of my biggest fears, and it's something that I run into all the time in a career aspect, because it's so scary to change, to take a chance and make a change, apply for a job, or even take the chance and talk to your boss, talk to your manager, and say, I'm not happy with this, but you can do it. Because the worst case scenario may be where you already are, doing what you're already doing. And if you look at your life and say, if I'm doing this exact same thing in 5 years, how are you going to feel? Are you going to feel fulfilled? You might. And that's the best sign. That's what I would want for anybody, is to say, you know, if I'm doing this in 5 more years and it's things are as they are now, or, you know, even better, that would be amazing. But if you look and you say, if I'm doing this 5 years from now and it looks like I'm gonna be, like, I don't see an opportunity for change, I don't see things changing, yikes, like, get out. I think there's so much opportunity out there, and you gotta push to do it. Oprah says you only get what you ask for, so you gotta ask. But I got a little preachy at the end there, but I really believe in this, and I really think doing an audit is so important. And you can apply this to other aspects of your life, but this career audit is something that is extremely important to me. Really, really write down these situations that are, I keep thinking about saying upsetting, but it's more than that. It is things that you think are not operating in the way that they should be. Write those down so that you can talk to somebody about that when you are asked, because that makes you a good employee. It makes you a good person. It makes you somebody who wants to grow and see the area, the community, the environment that they are in grow and work better. So that's how I feel about doing a work audit. I am going to do one again in a couple months after I've been at my current role for a while. I think this is something you should do quarterly, because then you have it on a scale where you can see how it goes throughout the year. So quarterly would be 4 times a year. You could do it also 1 time a year. I personally think that 1 time a year, like an end of year review, is just not enough to scale things. You do not want to sit somewhere for another year and then say, oh shit, I'm at the same place I was exactly a year ago. Like, I think quarterly is better, and it's better for you to kind of see that growth. The last thing I want to talk about is timelines and giving yourself a timeline, giving your workspace a timeline. So I talked about what you would like to see change. You gotta kind of give yourself certain timelines on these things, because you may say, oh, it might change down the road. It might change eventually. And eventually is just not gonna work, because you gotta have these in your head. And if it's important for other people in your workspace to know about these, then you need to verbalize that. But some of these are going to be just in your own head. You know, if I get a raise in this amount of time, then I'll feel more fulfilled. Or if I get to manage, you know, 2 projects in 6 months, then I will feel better. Or, you know, it's things like that. You have to have kind of a time frame on this, and it kind of goes back to doing the audit 4 times a year or whatever works for you with that. But putting that timeline there really helps you not stay stuck, because there's a lot of hope for eventually. And there's a lot of things, you put on your rose-colored glasses and everything's okay, it'll be fine. And then you see a year later, all of these same mistakes that are happening, all of these same issues are coming up, and you might think, what did we learn in a year? What did I learn in a year? Why didn't this change? Why didn't that change? I thought it was going to. And if you're not keeping track of those things that you want to change or those milestones you want to hit, you're not going to push yourself as easily on moving forward, because it'll just seem like, you know, you're in work. It's a habit. It's a routine. You just keep going. And if things stay the same in your routine, that seems like a good thing. But if these issues are staying the same, it's not a good thing. So I don't want to be like, everyone quit your job, do whatever, to find a new one, because I'm somebody, I had a backup plan, I left my job. Even if I didn't have this backup plan when I left my job, I would have a different backup plan. Like I said, going to a restaurant or something while I was looking for a job, whatever. But I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying audit how you're feeling in your workplace and what you would like to improve. I think the greatest thing would be if most people listening to this do a work audit and then go and kind of figure out what would make them feel more valued, and then actually make changes in their workplace and make it better for them and more mutually beneficial for their employer and themselves. I don't think everybody should quit their job, but I think this is a great tool to start. And it should not only start when you're unhappy. You should start doing it when you are happy in a job And then you can see how things are progressing. Are things getting better? Are things getting worse? Are things staying the same? Are they getting a little bit better? A little bit worse? Where are we at here? That's why we do audits. So I know it sounds super nerdy. I know talking about all this can seem kind of intimidating, but writing it down. And I've talked about journaling before. This is different. This is getting it on paper so that you can use this as a tool. So I know I nerded out on this one, but I think it will be beneficial. I really think it will be. And if you found this beneficial, share it with a friend. If you have a friend, a coworker who you're like, man, we should do this together, like send it to them. Let me know. I would just be so happy about that because I think this is so important. And even if you just think maybe these questions that I ask in the beginning are helpful, that's great too. I'm here to help you. I love doing this kind of stuff. Like, I just want to have these kind of conversations with people. So if you ever need kind of one-on-one talking about this, just send me a message at PishPoshPod and we'll talk about it. So I hope you guys have a great week. I hope you find some things that you love about your job when you are auditing this. And I hope you find some things that you would like to change for the better. So have a fantastic week, weekend, whenever you're listening. And I'll be back next time with more. Party on! Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.